Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Arizona running back J.J. Taylor. J.J. is going into his redshirt junior season and is coming off a season where he led the Arizona Wildcats in rushing with 1,400 yards. J.J., thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you.
To start now, J.J., you're going into your redshirt junior year. You're 10th in rushing in Arizona history, so you've had a tremendous success at the collegiate level. But what areas of your game did you try improving on this offseason?
I'd say my strength and my speed and just overall knowledge of the game of football.
So going off that, JJ, what are your upcoming goals for this season?
My upcoming goals is just to, you know, have a way better season than what we had last year, to be able to come out with a winning record and, you know, just dominate every game we play.
With that in mind, JJ, you've had a ton of success so far. Last year was the first with Kevin Sumlin at the helm. What was it like playing under him?
It was actually pretty good. It was new, so everything wasn't the way I guess it was supposed to be. But after getting, you know, to spend some time with them and being around the new program, it's made a big difference and benefiting a lot of people.
You being the running back and Khalil Tate is a quarterback, can you describe your relationship with Khalil and how you guys have used that to your advantage?
Well, our relationship, we got a real close relationship because we played each other in high school. You know, when he found out that I was committing, you know, we just got closer and we've just been together ever since, pushing each other, working to be great. And so far, things are just looking pretty well, and we're looking forward to this upcoming season.
And JJ, we look back at your high school career, named Mr. Football by CalHighSports.com, over 2,000 yards your senior year and 44 touchdowns. Can you tell us a little bit about your high school career?
High school was great for me. I had good people around me, had a great coach, Coach Logan, and everybody that I played with were just great players, great athletes, and just great people in general. And that alone helped our success. And it was just really the whole atmosphere, the whole nine yards. Playing with people like that will, you know, bring everybody out to the full potential.
You were recruited by Arizona. Can you take me through the recruiting process out of high school?
I wouldn't say I had that much of a recruiting process. It was a few schools that were looking at me. And one day, one of my teammates from Centennial was at one of the Arizona camps. And he was talking to the coach and happened to call me and literally called me, and then he said, I had somebody to want to talk to you, and it was Coach Richrod. And I mean, the man just offered me a scholarship on the spot, and I was dumbfounded. Like, it shocked me, it surprised me. I didn't see none of it coming.
I definitely think that Arizona must have been pretty happy about that, because I mean, being ranked 10th in rushing already. To go off of that though, freshman year, breaking your ankle, how difficult was it being away from the team for that period of time?
It was difficult in the beginning because it was, you know, it was freshman year. I was young, and you know, as a high schooler coming to play college football, your dream is to play your freshman year, true freshman. But then over time, I kind of learned that it was kind of a, I wouldn't say a good thing, but I learned a lot from it. I learned more about the offense, learned more about, you know, how things are supposed to be ran, and I got stronger during that time, so that kind of helped me out a lot.
JJ, going off that, you were named Pac-12 Co-Freshman of the Year. How did that make you feel?
I don't really look at the stats and the awards. I didn't really think much of it. I was happy with myself, but, you know, there's always much more to improve. So after I seen that, it was back to work, and on to the next and trying to do, you know, bigger things.
What was the transition like from the high school game to playing college football?
It was a big speed transition. You know, the college level, the speed of the game is just way different. You have defensive linemen running the same speed as DBs almost, and it's crazy. It's one thing that you got to get used to, but, you know, it was just wild, actually, thinking about it. People that big just moving. That's the only thing you really got to get used to.
What would you say is a daily routine for a college athlete like yourself during the off season?
I would say coming in every day with the right attitude and right mindset. No matter where you've been, or, you know, how bad things go or how good things go, you just got to come in every day willing to work and willing to get 1% better and learn new things and be coachable.
What was it about the offense that clicked for you so early on in your career and has allowed you to have this success?
I would say my ankle injury, because with that, I got the chance to learn, to watch a lot of film and see things that, you know, most people didn't get to see. And I learned a lot from my coach, and he taught me the ropes. And I guess bringing all that information from after I broke my ankle to when I got the chance to play again helped a lot.
JJ, you are without a doubt one of the most important players on the offense. What is your initial reaction when the ball is snapped?
Usually three reactions I have. One is to protect the quarterback at all times, you know, because our quarterback is our moneymaker. The second one is to run the ball as hard as I can, no matter what. And third is to look to score, even though it doesn't really happen often. That's just the three thoughts that come to mind.
JJ, recently with Kevin Sumlin, came DeMarco Murray. What's it like having him as a part of the organization?
So far, it's been great. We've learned a lot. I've learned a lot from him personally, but I know everybody in my running back group has learned a lot. And he's just came in with great energy, and he's really changing the whole mindset and attitude of the running backs in the room. And we're just looking forward to camp and season to start so we can see what else he has in store for us.
JJ, what would you say to those doubting Arizona football this year?
You know, I've never been one to say anybody that has doubted anything that had to do with me or the team I was playing for. All I can say is just, you know, be ready for this upcoming season, because we're coming to make a difference this year.
And JJ, being in the Pac-12, you guys play some of the toughest competition. Who would you say has been the toughest opponent you've had to play so far in your career?
Washington from my freshman year.
JJ, what would you like to do after football?
Probably become a teacher. You know, I have an enjoyment with working with kids and, you know, teaching kids at a young age how to be successful, because I've been inspired by one of my teachers when I was in the sixth grade, and, you know, I wish to bring that same thing that my teacher brought to others.
And JJ, what are you majoring in college?
Education and a minor in sociology.
If you could offer a piece of advice for any high school athlete trying to get to where you are, what would that be?
So just take every day as seriously as you can. I know they used to say, you know, you have time and stuff like that, but time really flies, and if you don't take advantage of it, it will leave you in the dust.
JJ, for our last question, the NFL is always in sight. Have you thought about signing an NFL contract and what you'd do with a signing bonus?
No, I have personally haven't thought about that. My main focus has really been on this upcoming season and being the best team out there this year. That's been my main focus.
Hmm. Well, JJ, we know you guys are going to have a lot of success in the Pac-12. We appreciate you taking the time to be on, and good luck this season.
Thank you.